Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you have decided to spend part of your Saturday morning. And folks, it's the official kickoff of summer. We're through Memorial Day. It's Saturday, June 1st. June is upon us. We're in the throes of summer. And on behalf of our producer, as we begin summer, we want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Very exciting program for us today. Two first-time guests representing Siouxland Christian, Lindsay Larich, who serves as the superintendent, Nick Scandrett, the director of advancement. They are here today representing Siouxland Christian. They are the leaders of this academic institution, and they have some very exciting news to share with the Siouxland community. We're going to get to that over the course of the program this morning, but Lindsay and Nick, thanks so much for being our guests.
Good morning, Chris. It's great to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And Lindsay, as we begin each program on Saturday morning, we try and introduce our guests to the KSEJ listening audience, and we're going to begin with you this morning. Tell us about where you grew up.
Okay, well, I grew up north of Minneapolis in a suburb there. I have two
sisters.
Does
that make you a Vikings fan?
Sadly, I am a Vikings fan, a brokenhearted one.
Hey, everything's good this year. You got J.J. McCarthy and things are looking up, right?
You know, we can always hope.
Hope springs eternal.
It does, every year.
So, okay, so you're from just north of Minneapolis.
That's right.
And what was the name of your hometown?
Blaine, Minnesota, okay, just sure. North of Minneapolis.
Okay, and grade school and high school in Blaine?
Yep, the whole kit and caboodle.
And you still have family there?
I do. My sister lives there, and that's where I met my husband, Chad, and so his family is there as well.
All right, very good. So as now you're the superintendent of an academic institution, education's obviously very important to you. As a grade school and high school kid, what kind of things were you involved with? Of course, academics, but beyond that, what kinds of things were interesting to you as a kid in Minnesota?
Yeah, so I grew up and we just had a lot of fun in activities. I played tennis. That was probably my first love, and I got to be on a team that went to the state tournament. It was really exciting and great memories about that.
And it's a lifelong sport.
It is indeed. Although, you know, now that I'm getting up in years, I'm considering pickleball. So, you know, I think that's what happens to...
Hey, but you have a great foundation.
A great foundation. Absolutely.
So tennis and academics in high school, where did you go to school after high school and what did you study?
So I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. Education is just my passion. I went to St. Mary's University in Winona, Minnesota. And then I got married and my husband and I lived in St. Paul. He was in medical school at the University of Minnesota. I was a teacher there and worked in the city of St. Paul Public Schools, okay, which was a great experience. Then we moved to Iowa City, and my husband did his surgical residency there, and that's when I got my master's degree. And in a fit of insanity, I started a PhD as well.
Oh, wow.
In education, and I was teaching at the same time. And, you know, like I say, I've always just been passionate about education and wanted to be the very best at what I did and knew that that would require me continuing to advance in my learning. And lo and behold, we moved to Sioux Falls and then down to Sioux City. And it's so we call it our tour of the Midwest, actually. And we're so pleased to be in Sioux City now.
So it's Dr. Lindsay Larich and
is.
Dr. Chad Larich. Am I right there?
It is. It is two of us. He's the MD and I do have that PhD.
Okay. And children?
We have three children. We have twins, Peter and Ethan, and then we have a 12-year-old Lucas, and they all attend Siouxland Christian, so it's just awesome to have them in the building with me, and I'm sure it's probably not always awesome for them, but it's been great.
And how long have you been the superintendent at Siouxland Christian now?
5 years, so I cannot believe it. The time has absolutely flown, but it's been the best thing I've ever done, and I absolutely love that I get to be part of this school.
Awesome. Happy to hear it. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today represents Siouxland Christian. Lindsay Lawrence serves as the superintendent. Joining her this morning, Nick Scandrett, who is the director of advancement. Nick, thrilled to see you again. I knew you better when you were serving at Briarcliff University, but you made the transition a year or so ago to Siouxland Christian, now wearing the hat of director of advancement. And tell us a little bit about your background.
I grew up in Norwalk, Iowa. Just
famous for baseball, right?
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, the house I grew up in is just a couple miles from the Des Moines airport. So not everybody knows where Norwalk is, but that's my claim to fame there.
And Norwalk has quite a baseball legacy, if memory serves.
They do. Joel Hanrahan was a classmate of mine who's a few years older than me, but obviously had a great career as a pitcher in the big leagues, and several others have worked their way through the ranks as well. So, unfortunately, I was not a baseball player, so I can't claim.
Yeah, but you're 6'3", so what sports were you involved in?
So, I did football, basketball, track and field.
Very good. Yeah. And what did you play in football?
Tight end and defensive end. I played both ways.
That makes sense. And basketball?
Basketball, that's it, forward.
And what did you run in track, sprinter or distance guy?
Pretty much every meet I did high jump.
Okay.
The open 400, 4x1, and 4x4.
Open 4 is a hard race. It's just
that was my favorite.
Oh, just it just takes guts.
Yeah.
And I won't put you on the spot, but off air we'll ask for your PR in the 400.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So did you have wheels?
It was my best sport.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And made it to state?
We did make it to state. We got disqualified at state, but that's a sore subject still.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, a couple decades later, so.
Yeah, I understand completely. So after Norwalk, what was next for Nick Scandrett?
So I come from a legacy family of Iowa State University. So my grandfather graduated there, my father did, and then I got three siblings. All of us are Iowa State grads. And then
wow, three generations of Cyclones.
My wife is a Cyclone as well. So that's where I ended up for my undergrad. Did sports management was my degree.
Okay. And your first job out of Iowa State?
So I started as the assistant commissioner for the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference. I interned for them, pretty much worked for free for all through college, and landed me a full-time job there, which I was very grateful for. And it was kind of the stepping stone to get into coaching.
Now, was that Des Moines-based or Central Iowa-based?
It was based in Ames.
In Ames, okay.
So a strong partnership with Iowa State University in terms of growing, utilizing interns and so forth. So that's kind of how I came up through the ranks there. Did coaching throughout the time. Most of the time there, I was mostly in basketball. I was a head basketball coach at Gilbert High School. Had a stop there at William Penn University for a couple of years. Got my master's there. And then I got my first athletic director job at College of Lake County in Grays Lake, Illinois. It's a northern suburb of Chicago. So
How'd you like Chicago?
You know, it's a great place to visit.
Yes.
But there's nothing like God's country here. We were excited to get back to Iowa, spending 5 years there. We're very blessed to have the experience, and I learned a lot. And especially as a young family, young marriage, we're definitely stronger for it. But we're really feel blessed to be here in Siouxland now.
So earlier this week, I celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary with my beloved bride. Thank you. We were married in Chicago, lived in Chicago right after being married, and that perspective has allowed me to more effectively sell the Siouxland Tri-State, because although Chicago has some wonderful things, among that list of wonderful things, you cannot include cost of living, congestion, commute, crime, all those things that are so prevalent in some of our major metros that sometimes we take for granted in this little corner of our world. So,
no doubt about it.
What brought you from Chicago over to the Siouxland area?
So we were anxious to get back to Iowa, closer to family, and where we really wanted to be long term and grow our family. And opportunity came up at Briarcliff University. Was hired there as an athletics director. So I spent a few years there before my role eventually evolved into vice president of operations and athletics. And then, my wife started teaching at Siouxland Christian, and we enrolled our kids there and just really fell in love with the culture of the school. and the purpose and the mission-driven work. You know what
sure.
I mean? And that's really what lights the fire into my belly, is what the school's about, the mission, growing the kingdom, and getting to know. I'm big about leadership. I'm a doctoral student in leadership right now, or candidate, I should say. So I'm working on finishing that up, but I know good leaders when I see them. And crossing paths with Dr. Lorich is just a tremendous blessing to work for just strong leadership that has a vision for the school. And like I said, that's what where my passion comes from.
And before we get to the vision for the school in the second half of our program, Nick, I want to give you the opportunity to tell us a little bit about your family.
Sure. My wife, Alex, is our health teacher at Siouxland Christian. So she's a tremendous teacher. She loves her students. She loves her job. We've got three children. Parker's our oldest. She's just finished up third grade. She's going to be going into fourth grade. Got another girl going into second grade, Colby. And then our son is our renegade at the preschool. Samson is his name. So he's...
Awesome. That's great to hear. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host. This morning, we're visiting with the leadership of Siouxland Christian. And after this short commercial break, we'll be back with Lindsay and Nick to talk about their big announcement and their big plans for the facilities and for that academic institution moving forward.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Hope that you are enjoying this Saturday morning. And as we transition from graduation parties and commencement ceremonies, we're still talking about education as we visit with Lindsay Lorich, Dr. Lorich, the superintendent of Siouxland Christian, along with the director of advancement for that same institution, Mr. Nick Scandrett, a doctoral student himself. And before the break, we kind of talked about their respective backgrounds and educations and career progressions. They both have found a vocation in academics and teaching, and to quote Nick from the first half of the program, to expand the kingdom and to make sure that they're providing educational opportunities for the next generation. Both of them have families and children who they understand the importance of ongoing education. And just before the break, Dr. Lorich, we were talking a little bit about your big plans and your big announcement. Siouxland Christian has some big news.
We definitely do. You know, it's been so exciting to see our school grow and to see, you know, all of the new families that are joining us. We've had growth across all grade levels, including our preschool. And so we are at a moment in our history where we need to expand. And so we are so excited to announce that we have developed plans for a brand new secondary campus to be located across the street from our existing building at 6000 Gordon Drive.
Well, that's very exciting. And I know that you already have a preschool across Gordon Drive from your main facilities. But the plan is, Nick, to grow even larger, is my understanding. You're basically all cramped into too little space and too many students, and demand continues to grow.
Yeah, under Dr. Lorich's leadership, we've had just exponential growth in enrollment. And when you look at what we've tried to do to make our current space work, those efforts keep getting filled up rapidly. Just this past summer, we added a 8-classroom modular building that was instantly filled to capacity. And we're getting really creative to kind of bridge those gaps until we get our permanent solution. So this school will allow us to maintain the growth trajectory that we're seeing. And we know and believe that this school is going to be filled as well. And we're just really excited for the opportunity to serve more students.
So although a lack of space is a problem, it's a good problem to have.
No doubt about it.
Well, and I think that
stems from your vision and what Siouxland Christian has been able to do so successfully. And if you would, Dr. Lorch, tell us a little bit about the vision for Siouxland Christian.
Yeah, so we're obviously a private school in the Siouxland community. And, you know, what we are about is educating hearts and minds for Christ. And so for Christian families that desire to have their children in that environment where they're learning about godly principles and character, where they desire that, you know, our foundational values of worship, service, leadership, and excellence, we're glad to be here to serve those families. Our school, we do things a little different. We have smaller class sizes. All of our teachers are trained in Christian educational principles as well as educational best practices. And we just have a nurturing environment, again, that is based on the Lord and helping students to serve Him and make a difference in the world. And so we're really excited to see that's connecting with families here in Siouxland.
So recently, Dr. Lorch, your board of directors has come together and said, we need to embark on an expansion plan.
They did, and they've been very excited about this. They see the need. And so we have also included our parent community in this. And so we've been walking this forward with our whole community. And actually, we had a very exciting parent association meeting and took this project to a vote. And it was a unanimous approval. We need to do this. And so we're ready to roll.
So, Nick, with construction costs the way they are and a significant expansion on the horizon, we certainly recognize that this is a multi-million-dollar investment on a fairly aggressive timeline. Tell us about the facilities plan.
Yeah, you're right. It is a very aggressive timeline. So we're looking to start after the first of the year, we're going to start construction, and we plan to be open by August.
So first of the year, January of 2025, you hope to be under construction and have completed this project by the time students show up in the fall of 2025, a little over a year from now.
Correct. Yeah. So this is an aggressive timeline, but the beauty of our plans here were that we can build this in segments. So the entirety of our plans and project and full vision will not be done, but it will be a fully operational school. Things like the gymnasium and stuff may come a little bit later on a different timeline, but we will be open because we desperately need the space.
And Nick, as we talk about this, you have a background as an athletic director. You know the importance of fundraising. Tell us about the plans for fundraising, because that's certainly an important consideration in a major expansion for a private, not-for-profit school.
Yeah, our goal is to serve as many families that desire Christian education as we can. And so the big barrier for that is obviously tuition. And so we want to keep tuition as affordable as possible while still providing first-class facilities and a first-class experience for our students in the best possible facilities. So this is definitely going to be a philanthropic endeavor. And so we're going to need to tap into our most loyal donor base, the people that have walked faithfully with the school for decades. But it's going to need to grow. We're going to need big-time community support to make this project happen. But when we think about what our mission and values are, what this can do for our community is, I think, just off the charts. I mean, it's immeasurable. And the potential for economic impact and bringing people to the Siouxland area that really desire a solid Christian education, we know we can provide that well.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guests today represent the leadership of Siouxland Christian. Lindsay Lorich serves as the superintendent, Nick Scandrett, the director of advancement. And Lindsay, we talked a little bit off air about how long Siouxland Christian has been part of our Siouxland community.
Yeah, it is quite remarkable, but this next year will be 65 years in the Siouxland community. I kind of joke that, you know, for the bulk of those years, it was sort of the best kept secret. It was quite small in the early years, a different location. Now we have a prominent and visible location on Gordon Drive, and the school has obviously grown and changed, but those foundational principles of Christian education remain the same.
Well, and you had mentioned that the school has grown over those 65 years. Tell us a little bit about your student population and why there's such a need now to expand your facilities.
Yeah, so as we look towards the upcoming next school year, we will be welcoming 520 K through 12 students. Additionally, we have 110 preschool students across the street. So it's just been an amazing, amazing trajectory of growth.
Well, and speaking of that trajectory for growth, Dr. Lorich, Iowa recently passed legislation signed by the governor providing for what is being described as education savings accounts in the state of Iowa. How is that legislation impacting your enrollment at this time?
Well, that has been an absolute game changer. So the legislature approved education savings accounts, which means that families can access funds to offset tuition. And so that transaction happens through the state, and families are able to receive over $7,800 to pay for their tuition. And so, you know, it really removes that financial barrier. So if a family wants to choose our school, they can. And it isn't something then that they have to decide whether they can afford or not. So we're just so pleased about that. And we definitely have seen change in our enrollment about that. And we would encourage anybody listening who hasn't been aware of that to really look into it, because it's absolutely an incredible blessing if you desire for your kids to be in a private school. And we would love to talk to you.
And Nick, for those who may be interested in learning more, how can they get in touch with you or Dr. Lorich or some of your leadership about the opportunities available to children and families at Siouxland Christian?
So a great resource for us is to check us out is siouxlandchristian.org, our website. We've got all kinds of information on there, whether you're looking to enroll or you're looking more to looking for ways to partner with us and making this building project happen. You go to siouxlandchristian.org, or our phone number is on there as well, but it's 712-276-4732. And feel free to give us a call, or you can stop by and say hi. We'd love to see you at 6000 Gordon Drive, right next to Menards.
And Nick, in the final 30 seconds we have this morning, is there room for students yet this fall?
We do have limited spaces available, so we encourage you all to reach out and don't make any assumptions. We can walk you through what availabilities are. Spots are filling up quickly. But we'd love to have a conversation with you, and that's a big reason why we're looking at this project is doubling the number of students we can serve.
Well, I want to thank you and your board of directors and the families that support Siouxland Christian for their continued confidence in our Siouxland community, for making the decision to invest millions of dollars right here. Good luck. Enjoy your summer. I know that you guys get a little bit of a break, and so hopefully you'll have a chance to enjoy your families. But thank you for being our guests on Grow Siouxland. My name is Chris McGowan, and on behalf of our guests, Lindsay Lorich, who serves as the superintendent, and Nick Scandrett, the director of advancement at Siouxland Christian, we wish you a very pleasant June, a great weekend, and an exciting summer.